My work should speak for itself. It should just be obvious. People will recognize it if it's good. And it is good. But somehow people in charge, the people making my promotion decisions, aren't noticing. Meanwhile, I see people doing less than I am with inferior work who are getting promoted. This is the visibility problem for introverted leaders. It's not that the work isn't good. It's that your work is not always legible to the people who decide what happens next. Welcome to The Introverted Leader. It's a podcast helping introverted leaders embrace your underrated, quiet strengths so that you can get promoted and start earning what you deserve. I'm Greg Weinger. I have over 25 years of leadership experience, and yes, I am an introvert. This is the Minisode. It's a short weekly episode where I pull one key insight from my larger interview this week, add my own perspective, and make it practical for you. So here's the scenario that I'd like you to sit with for a second. You're in a meeting, maybe it's a quarterly review, maybe it's a planning session with senior leadership. Someone brings up a project, a result, something that went well. And guess what? You were the one who made it happen. You saw the opportunity, you had the insight to pursue it, you built the solution, you saw it through to the end. Nobody mentions your name. Now, we're all used to seeing people seamlessly take credit for things they didn't even do, and here's something you did. What do you do? Do you take credit? Do you step in and say, oh yeah, I did that? Or does that somehow feel oily to you, kind of a little bit smarmy? Here's another consideration. For the 100th time, you sit down with your boss and they tell you, we need to raise your profile, or we need to work on increasing your visibility, your executive presence. You might nod along again, you're getting this feedback again. Somehow, it feels like somehow what you're doing is wrong. The way you are is wrong. And what does that even mean, increase my visibility? Should I puff out my chest and start bragging about all my accomplishments like I'm some CEO on a big stage? I don't want to be like that. I don't think you do either. But this is one of the common traps for introverted leaders. We do all the work. We do really excellent work, but we downplay our achievements. Think about that. We're actually doing the opposite of what these bragging extroverts are doing. We prefer not to talk about it. But why? So I don't think this is conscious. At least it wasn't for me. But it is rational at a certain level. There's a real danger to being seen. You're exposed. You're out in front. And that means, yes, you can be attacked and criticized. And if you don't step forward, you're safe. And many introverted leaders unconsciously make this trade. We'd rather avoid being seen than get the recognition that we want. And this is the habit that's holding us back. It's based in fear, and you may not even realize that you're doing it. Okay, I want to share a story from early in my leadership journey. I was about a year into my new job, and I had set my sights on being manager. I just wanted to be manager. And my boss at the time was amenable. He said, yeah, great, you're the manager. And things were going pretty well for a while. But the company was fortunately growing really, really fast, and they brought in new leadership. And the new VP came in. He was pretty corporate, pretty slick. And the first thing he did was he flattened the organization. Everybody reported to him. And basically, people wondered, you know, am I going to keep my job? And, you know, I was wondering, am I still going to be a manager? I wasn't. Spoiler alert. The person he picked, I just didn't get it. The guy talked a lot. He sounded pretty good. You could never pin him down on anything. And he wasn't doing the work. You know, I was putting in the work. A lot of people were putting in the work. But this guy was just really good at tap dancing around things. I watched this guy get the role. And it hurt. It didn't just feel frustrating. It made me question myself. You know, am I in the right place? Can I be a leader? To the VP's credit, he saw through this guy eventually, and the guy moved on. But here's what stuck with me. Why did he gravitate to this guy in the first place? What was he doing that I was not doing to come across as a leader? At that time, my strengths were in written communication. I was really strong as a writer. I could come across very clearly, very forcefully. But at that time, I wasn't used to expressing myself concisely and forcefully in the moment, in real time. And most of all, I wasn't explaining things in terms that other people could easily connect to. I wasn't putting myself in their shoes first. I didn't realize that I needed to ask, what does this person care about? What do I need to acknowledge first so that they can hear me and think about things in a different way? That was really the missing ingredient. It wasn't about style or volume. I was missing their perspective. I needed to honor that. So here's what I believe about this. You aren't inherently flawed if you're quiet. But it is possible that nobody's taught you how to make your thinking more visible. There's actually a name for what's happening in these meetings. Researchers call it the fluency bias. There's this idea that the person who speaks first and fastest is actually perceived as the smartest. It's not the person with the best idea. It's the person whose idea comes out first. Introverts are routinely penalized for being slower to express their thoughts. You're processing at depth while someone else is processing out loud, and the room rewards what they can actually hear. This isn't just a you problem. There's a flaw in the system here. And here's the uncomfortable part. Just knowing that fact doesn't fix it. The introverted leader has to fix this by learning to be more legible. In other words, making sure that the people who matter can actually read what you bring to the table. It doesn't have to be louder, but it does have to be visible, legible. You need to translate this in a way that matters to your audience, in terms that they care about. Here's the thing about legibility. There's a steep financial cost that we pay when we don't make ourselves clear. Research suggests that the quiet promotion gap, that's the gap between what we contribute to what we actually earn, what we're recognized and compensated for, can add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of our careers. The introvert tax is real, and you're probably paying it. This is why Jacara Rivera's question from this week's episode stuck with me so much. What three words do people say about you when you leave the room? That's your personal brand. What are the three things you're most remembered for? These are the things that come up in those promotion conversations. That gap between your actual performance and the way you're perceived, that's what we're here to fill. So I've been thinking about this problem for a while. And a conversation I had with Melita Campbell, she's author of The Shy Girl's Guide to Networking and creator of the Value Whispering Methodology, it reframed something important for me. Here's what she said.
I must have been about 25, and I went into this particular interview, and it was a whole day full of workshops and tests and panels and all sorts, and the last hurdle was this interview. But I felt quite confident going in because I thought I've made it through everything else. I thought I'd done okay. And then 10 minutes into the interview, the interviewer threw me out. She told me to get out because she just couldn't stand any more of my lies. And I was I was in shock. Like, I wasn't lying. But what I was saying in the interview was I was explaining how we did this and we did that. And so she thought that that meant I had so little value myself that I was passing other people's work off as my own and that I was claiming the result of the we. But I was like, no, I've only worked in small companies. There was no we, it was only me. But I hadn't really stood up for my value. So I kind of cried all the way home. But a few days later, when my pity fog cleared, I realized she was right. I hadn't stolen credit from anyone else, but I'd willingly given away mine. I hadn't really embraced the value that I'd brought to each of the companies that I'd worked with. So in my next interview, I told them, well, this is what I did. This is why I did it. This is what I learned from my mistakes. This is the impact. And really started to justify and embrace the value that I brought without bragging necessarily, but really being clear about the difference that I made and where that had come from. And I got the job I hadn't even got home I hadn't put my key in the door until she rang up to say, you've got the job. So I started a week later and they said that was the best interview they had ever had. And they were kicking each other under the desk not to give me the job on the spot.
It's really not about bragging. It's about claiming credit for the work that you legitimately did. This is what Melita's story shows. The opposite of bragging isn't silence, and that does not entail a personality change. It's just a simple decision. Being visible is not the same thing as being loud. It's making yourself legible. It's becoming known for what you actually bring to the table. This was really an important concept for me. I thought that I really had to become something different. I thought I had to act in a different way. There is an authentic way for you to raise your voice and make yourself heard and to claim your achievements proudly. You did them. You can claim credit for them. That's legibility. So here's one move this week. Think about the last achievement that you did that you're genuinely proud of, and ask yourself, who should know about that? Not your whole team, the LinkedIn feed. There's one person whose opinion on your leadership matters right now. You don't have to have any special words or phrases. You just simply state the facts. This is what I did. Here's the impact. That's all you need to do. This isn't bragging. It's self-representation, and it's making yourself legible. My full-length interview with Jacara Rivera is out this week. She spent more than 20 years at Lockheed Martin. She has incredible energy and fantastic leadership advice for extroverts or introverts. She's an executive coach. She wrote The Leadership Trifecta, and her take on authentic leadership is worth listening to. I'm Greg Weinger. Keep leading with quiet confidence, and I'll see you next time.